Nein, wir haben es am Ende auch sagen. Das ist gut. Wie lange ist es? Na, der Preis, der List sagt noch kommen, das fertig mal was und sehen, wie man gleich. Der Bruder, der war zu der Kamera, der Bruder, mit das Ding missing, das macht mir eine Wohnung. Und dann mit der Dame, wie ist gerne mein Bruder? Und ich kann mich, weil ich schon sehe, ich schreibe so lange durch ihm, und sind die dort in der List, schreibe so lange durch ihm. There's nothing else to miss out, since nothing else missed out. So you can't see Tom's shirts and you don't know what's going on the bottom. And therefore, it's going on the bottom and they sit by the fire burning. The king rode that's Kalim, and the boy is bottle for Kalim. So we're up to take it to the Ramatzel, Shia, Tom. I believe we got to the two balls. Yeah, we did indeed. Shir Tom, we said that it doesn't matter missed out Kalim, because besides Kalim, it also missed out Tom. The bottle of H and Bob is showing, because Tom is bottle both by H and by showing. But boy, it's high. That's why it's a Shir. It's a Shir. It didn't say the Chumah of boy of showing of show of boy is that. Didn't say the Chumah of Boi, but the Shoi is that the Boi is high for Tolon, and the Shoi, I don't know why I'm getting all wrong today. Let's try again. It didn't say a Chumah of Shoi, I'm going to get this right today. It didn't say a Chumah of Boi over Eish and a Chumah of Boi and Shoi over Eish. I got it. They didn't say a chumah of boy v'shoy over eish. He should have done it. Should have said tom, right? Let's see if I start the shade today. Just now. Okay, tuning in. Bit jet lag. Sorry about that. All right. So the Gemara says shir tamon that by shoy and boy your chayev tamon and eish your bottom tamon. So why did they not miss it? Why did they not bring it down? It doesn't matter because it was tamon v'shoy. It left out Tomon and it left out Kalim as well. Here's a contrast. So Rashi explains what exactly is the Ptur of Tomon by Eish that doesn't apply by Shor and Boi. Here's Rashi, you're going Boat Shor b'sak moni Kalim b'shovel. If a Shor kicked a bag full of Kalim and broke them, the Shor is chayiv. The Kalim nofal b'boi. And similarly, if in the boat falls the sack money tefillah, yachayiv. Those are the cases that by showing by yachayiv and by eishu pot. But leidor says, "Tesis leidor, what's tesis tanya?" Because tefillah is not a baal chayiv. So Tesis understood the chol mili the la baalim chayiv mematzim. Everything, anything that's not a baal chayiv is excluded from the word chamoy that's written by boy. Chamoy the boy means when the pasuk says when offer the bonus shir chamoy, right? So it talks about chamoy. Why does it say chamoy? Chamoy so what does that mean? We say chamoy veloi kedim. Kedim is just another code word for
it's about
inanimate. Okay, very good. Something's not about chay, right? Chamoy kedim kedamah b'sefer parah. Gam an offer v'tos brings a raya. How do I know that? How do you know it includes anything that's not Baal Chai? Because it says by the end of Shoshanogam Mitzapor, if an animal fell into a boy, behivish memo, and the animal dirtied the water, caused the water to stink. And if that happened, if that water got spoiled because the animal started decomposing and therefore spoiled the water, your bottle. Why your bottle? You shouldn't have a shoy boy. Gemara says a shoy is considered a boy. It's not anything actively going to anything. It's what the boy is sitting there and it dirties the anything that comes in contact with it. So the shoy is a boy and lime is kalim and the Gemara says your bottle for it. So what do we see? We see when we say kalim, we don't mean dafke, something that's as opposed to a baal chai. We don't mean dafke, we mean anything that's not a baal chai, including water and including tefillah. And therefore, how would Tosfos learn? What would be the case that a goy would be chayiv? The eish and shor would be potter. What would be the case that Tosfos would bring? That shor and goy would be chayiv, the eish would be potter. A goat in a sack, like Rash himself says that later on. Yeah? So Tosfos says, loy dok. Rashi wasn't accurate. We explained last time we had to resolve Rashi and said, yes, 2 days ago, Rashi said it last time as well. The Rashidans only came that break and lose their value. That's what is considered a tool like pot. Just like an Odom is only potter if he dies. If he breaks his leg, the battle boy is going to be chayiv. So if a kli falls in and still usable, just needs to be washed or ground or something, then it's not called dead, so it's called broken. And for that, Bala Boy is sad. That's why Rashi was happy to speak about Tvor. Tvor doesn't break, doesn't die, it's still got use. Maybe it's not as great quality now, it's dirty, you have to wash it, grind it, but since it's possible to deal with it, it's still there. And therefore, Boy would be chayiv. Eish would be. Therefore, boy would be chayiv for it, because it's not considered a kli in the din of chamayim v'lokim.
So, when we talk about damages in turn, it has to be so. We talk about this.
A kli that breaks, a vase right. That breaks. So, maybe you could glue it again together, that might be possible, but as it is, it's dead. Mm. All right, it's been resurrected.
Does Rashi learn the Gemara when the shore falls into the pit of the water?
Why is that called? So it's very good. The Pshat was saying it's good. Water that becomes stinky has no use anymore.
So it's dead.
Contaminated, right? That's called dead. It was before I'm drinking water. Now it's no longer drinking water. That's called gone. Mashen kein tvor, she just have to wash. We said every time Rashi talks about kein, like, we get dirty from water. Actually, said there's silk garments that you can't wash afterwards. So you get a wooden garment, but then the dry cleaners maybe won't be as good quality as before. Say that it's not called broken. That's in the tzib, how he explains it. Also, the shittim of the betis. Okay, Tosis Shashur Chai Boy, Silum of Doshi Mash Inkin the Boy. Next Tosis, yeah? No, I missed that Tosis. So, Nirkanio, the Sifs Chavar. This we spoke about yesterday. So what is lichka niro sifsechavar? So it means that a fire dries out the furrow, and a bow can't do that. A fire singes a bow, and a bow can't do it. Says Tosfos Gaban Tosh b'niro, regarding the last case of the Gemara, where the animal meant it can crush a furrow, as opposed to a bow that can't. There, Rashi explains, it is not possible for the boy to damage cow. And since this is mashma, this implies the Afanami writes in the Farish king. Here as well, he wants to explain it that way. Why is it that a boy is not hired for Sipsachavanov because he can't do it? Just doesn't do it, doesn't happen. So age is more common than boy, because age can be singed stones and boy can't. And culturally people should say that's not mistaken. Not mistaken to find a chumra in something material like that, that an animal, that a boy is unable to dirty or to singe or to dry out or to crush. It would be impossible to mention multiple examples of such things. Fire can burn down a pagoda, let's say. So it can burn down a house. Anything else? Have you ever seen a boy? Have you ever seen a pit burning down a house? Or destroying a house? Nope, I haven't created that yet.
Well, if you have a pit that's next to the foundation of a building, and weakens the foundation, that's adjacent.
So it's not the pit that weakens the foundation. Maybe it was the banging somebody did when creating the pit itself, pit is the structure that you made. Pit itself is the thing. You could say shall we dug underneath and it was but the pit itself was what happened exactly. Eventually the weight of the house fell in. I don't know if it's the pit that did it. It's not the pit doing it. Not the pit breaking it. So since they says, if that's what you're trying to find, then don't you say lifter, neurosexual, there's multiple examples for it, and it's not likely that that's what we want to find. You should know that Aish is more chomer than Boy because of everything that Aish can do and Boy can't. We've already said that. Aish darkened a classic, Boy doesn't. We've already said that. And Aish can go and do things and Boy can't. So don't bring me all the examples of such a thing.
Well, there's two different ways that things could be, chomer not chomer, but a shat not. It's whether or not there's a specific din, like a pasuk, that's applicable to that type of versus something that's just a mitzvah, like a fire is not going to gore. Meaning it's just not the way it's not the way it is.
Yeah, the goring is just an element of it going and damaging. Fire can also go and damage.
Right.
So they're both the same on that. How you damage one damages by heat and one damaged by
well, that's
story.
This seems to be the whole discussion of low shy that has to do with how it's being damaged.
No, I'm just saying, if you have a person standing in a house, so you can have a shoy damaging the house by going, and you can have a fire damaging the house by burning it,
right.
And both of them can damage the house. A boy can't damage the house.
Okay.
It's not that it can damage it in some other way, it just can't damage the house. And you know why? Because it's not dark in the closet, it can't go. So we don't need to bring all those examples. I already said that earlier. The show is more common than a boy, because a show can go and a boy can't. Age is more common than a boy, because age can go and a boy can't. So we don't need to say it again. So that's what takes a lot of time. Just to say all the different examples that a show can do or age can do and a boy can't. So today's name must be some other thing. We come lichke new, a sif sechavon, must be coming to tell us something new. Eleish loyma. Lichke new, the chai, you know what it means? It's very unusual for fire to damage a near. Near, normally you need to have, a fire normally needs fuel. In order for it to damage a near, it had to somehow go along earth and dry out. That's a very unusual thing for it to happen. Similarly, it's not usual for fire to damage avon. Fire grabs hold of wood, fuel. Avon, it doesn't normally catch fire. Club. So it's not normal for fire to damage both near or avon. And yet you're chai. If a person owns a fire and that fire singes stones, or that fire dries out the fire, he is chai for it, although it's not usual. That's the contrast, the bor. Because the bor is more cow. The babachos we use. Even if a boy would kill a person by less than 10, or an animal by less than 10, the owner of the boy would not need to pay for any death incurred to the boy. So by less than 10, if an animal would fall inside, the balabar is potter. Why is he potter? Either boy killed it. You see, especially Chiddush. And so you're telling me, given the Inu Gidus a homis bevotu you, since it's not usual for a boy to kill less than 10, you're not chayv. So the Chiddush, so that's the chumrah of Eish over boy. Eish is chayv even for things which are unusual for Eish to do. Lichken, you have six chavonah of things that Eish don't normally burn, and yet, Eish is chayv. Boy is only chai for what's usual. What's not usual is not chai. Therefore, if an animal would fall in a pit, and the pit is 10 tvachim, and the animal dies, that's usual, chai. If the pit is 9 tvachim, and the animal dies, balabai is not usual. Why? Not usual. Special chiddush of tzaya, boy only chai for things which are usual. Good. So now you understand very much better. This is Rashi. As we say, Nichka Nira, Sipsachavonam, Toshpinira, all those cases are cases that an animal or a fire chayiv, even things which is not usual for it to do. A shingin boy is not chayiv unless it's usual for it. What's a case of a boy being potter for something that's unusual? Death of an animal less than. But let's check the places here. There's all the boy of less than nine. Less than 10, yeah? Can kill. Can kill. So it's not usual for it to kill. If an animal dies inside it, why does an animal die?
Something wrong.
No. It's all because of the boy.
But it's just unusual.
The boy managed to fluke, the boy managed to get it. It's because of the boy, not because the animal was weak or had a heart problem. Rashi learned like Yoda. Rashi learned the boy of less than nine, of less than 10, cannot kill. And if an animal died, it must mean something wrong with the animal. This is this shit, this data, which is Kedai, to remember.
I can't remember when we learned.
We didn't have this data.
No. We learned the sugyas before. Yeah, we had a long time ago. I can't remember if this still came up or not. I don't recall this ever coming up.
What? Whether it can kill?
Yeah.
We always took on my grash. I mentioned when we learned up here that there is a taste of youth, but we always took on my grash. That boy of less than 10, it itself can't kill. And if it did die, it must have been something wrong with them. That's just the Rashi. The Tosi says it's not like that. Come on, Rashi doesn't know like that. Rashi learned the boy can't kill, as Rashi holds. And there must be something wrong with the animal if it died, it didn't die. That's why Lichkan Yosef Sagab on Rashi doesn't explain that Tosi, that usual one. Okay, Shashoy, the last taste is of Chazal. Shashoy, Chayyab, Bibson, Lashim, Machin, Kim, and Boyd. One chumra of a shoy of a boy is the shoy Karen. Let's call it Karen because otherwise we're going to get confused. One chumra of Karen over boy is that Karen is chayyab for shoy psulam lashim. If an animal goes, an animal that was once hekish had a pigeon, but it was hekish for the mizbeach and it had, and it's gone, then somebody was pilot, and then Reuben's animal pulled it. Reuben is hired to pay the damage that happened to that animal. It's called Reuben because there's any other pigeon. That's in case. The thing by boy that in such a case, if such an animal would fall into the boy, the bala boy would not be hired to pay. Why? Because there's a drosha that says, Vameis yeloi bala boy shayim. Kesev yoshiv lov olav. Vameis yeloi. Vameis Yeloi, we tell means, what do we learn from Vameis Yeloi? Misha Meis Shaloi. Yotzezeh, She'en Ameis Shaloi, but you can't use it. Can't feed it to animals. Can't do anything with it. Therefore,
it's the hair.
The hair of a cow, not a sheep. Yeah. Either we said, we'll see again, we'll do it. Yeah, but the apostle says, Tidvach Veloi Gizem. Right, so you can't use the wool. We've seen tastes that it is for a cow, which is not usual, but to have wool, then it has a little bit of hair, you can have enough of that. Okay, so that's the Makor. It says tastes in Toyma. Sorry, I missed out. Kedoshino. Let's start from the beginning of tastes with the Masa. Shoshoy, Chayboy, Sulehan, Koshim, Mashayn, Kayin, Bibur. Why? He says places like we just forgot, could do Shinon, like we derived, me vameis yeloi. And the apostle that said vameis yeloi, me shameis sheloi. Only an item or an animal that you can make use of the dead animal. But if you can't, then on that there's no liability of boy. If that's true, then there's a drosha that says that you must be able to have an off from the thing that died. Why do you need a posuk to tell me that if an odom falls in a pit, the balabar is bottle? So why do we need that? Why can't we derive that same halacha from Vameis Yeloi? Misha Meis Shaloi. Kidapatrino, Shoyps and Migdosh, just like we exclude and we patter Shoyps and Migdosh. Exempt Balaboy from paying for Shoyps and Migdosh because you can't have an off from the carcass. So too, it's forbidden to have an off from a corpse. There is also Balaboy. There's a din, you know, let have an off from a mace. The Doshinog Zay Shovo, Shom Me'egla Ufo. Says Shom Be'egla Ufo. There you can't have an off. It says Shom by Miriam, which died, Thomas of Miriam. So maybe it's a Shovo, just like by Shom Be'egla Ufo, you can't have an off from the carcass. So too, on a mace, person can't have an off from the corpse. So if someone doesn't need the apostle, could shave it, they are gone. Okay, so that's the kasha. Sorry, from that, says Shom by the Thomas Shom Miriam, that Miriam died. There, says Exe Shom, Shom the one, Shom by the other. Just like Egla Rufo, you're not allowed to have so too by Miriam, or any Jewish person, you're not allowed to have from the corpse.
That's a good example.
If there's a pasuk telling me you're not allowed to have an or from the corpse, and there's a pasuk saying that if you can't have an or from a carcass, there's no chiyuv boy, and that's why you're potter for shoyps and mekdoshim. You're only chayv for a boy if it's shayv to an or from the carcass. So if so, you should only be chayv a boy if you can have an off from the corpse. So I don't need the pasuk of shoy, which from there we learn b'nei odom. We could learn out from b'meisi alone. That says his kasha. But he takes his v'im eshum sha'asam u'chseh al-botah. This is what you were saying before, Yossi. Aye, maybe you'll say, you can have an off. Because you can have an off from a corpse, you can have an off from the hair. Because I'm going to pay a camera there, you feel. You're allowed to have an off the hair of a corpse. How can I? By a person. A person you're allowed to have. We don't have the shom's only talking about the actual body. Of the body of the person to the body of the englobe. But the hair, you are allowed. So it's a drosha in the and the you're allowed to have an off from a special drosha. You're allowed to have an off from a person.
Also,
the person said, I don't remember if it was by englobe. But there's a drosha here saying that although the shom, a person is, you're allowed to have an off the hair of a person. So, says, and most says mean to say, and therefore, we can't learn out from Bamesi Eloi, because by a person, you can have an off. Maybe you can have an off on the body part, maybe you can have an off on the hair. Says, this is also by Psalm and Gosh, exactly the same. Nochanami Sar, show you Psalm and Gosh. Also, you also have to have an off on the hair of a Psule, sorry, of Psule Migdosh, you're allowed to have an off on that. Maybe you can't have an off on the wool, to doubt your begizah, maybe you can't, but the hair you're allowed to. You don't mean of the Bechiris, pay a gimme. Vavilo, and nevertheless, Kimish Ikoi, also, since the main part of the Shoy, Psule Migdosh, is also Vano, therefore we say on that, that's in a Mishalot. Since the main carcass, so you have the carcass, you have a few strands of hair. The main carcass is Osvanor. On that we're saying is not Vameis Yeloi. Vameis Yeloi means you have to be able to have an off from the main goof. And if you don't have an off from the main goof, there's no liability for boy. If so, the same by a person. The person falls in. Since it's also to have an off from the main goof of the corpse, even though you have side come up, but the main thing you can't. And that was said by Macy Eloi. Yotza says, Shayna Mishaloi. So why do you need Shoygoi Adam? Should be poshut that the boy is potter if a person falls inside. Why? וגם אנו, ותרמיס ידע. Right. ויש לימה, on to the stasis, we're going to see two truths. ויש לימה, first set of stasis, המיס ידוי, משתוי בשורי. That possible. Of our Misielo is actually talking about a carcass. He's talking about an animal that died. And it's only said by an animal, not said by a person. And therefore, we cannot use our Misielo that's said by an animal to extend it to say, similarly, if a person would fall in and die, the Valaboy is going to be throttled. Why? Because Gamano, it wasn't said by a person. Said by
what
it's a good point. That's why Tate brings a riot, right? You could not argue. Tate brings a riot for this. Hey, now let's see it. In the Barit, the Gemara in Perikapor asks, as a quick hagdama for the next three lines, although you've learned to see, probably know it, but there's two psukim that say about Macy alone in the Torah. One referring to Shoy Karen, and one referring to Boy. And we dash different things from them. One we dash that if you're Osvar Nor, we're not going to be Chayiv. And the other one we dash in Shabbainim, Betamim, Betamim, for the Bainim, the people who, the Nizik, the one who's damaged, whose thing got damaged, he has to deal with the cars. And interestingly enough, the Gemara says that Boy, we use the cooler, that if it's Osmanor, the Balaboy is going to be hotter. And by Shoy, we basically dash in more of a Chom. We say, no, if the animal's Osmanor, it's still going to be Chai. Karen, even if the animal's Osmanor, it's still going to be Chai. The only thing you dash in is positive, I mean, say, no, by Karen is. Now, who has to deal with the carcass? Is it the mazik or the nizik? And now we say it's the nizik. So the Gemara asks, what made you go one way or the other? Why do that? Why say Ramesi Eloi, by boy, is come to say there's no chiyuv whatsoever? Why don't we say that by Karen? If a Karen goes, hey, shoyb samik doshan, there's no chiyuv. But we don't do that. Why not? So that was the Gemara's question for Abraham. That's like Dom of the next few words. He's going to say that if it's Osman, there's no chiyuv. And Shoy Karen is going to say the body mitatman and benedict. Let's say another way around. That by Shoy, by Karen, there's no chiyuv whatsoever if it's Osvano. And by boy, there is a chiyuv, but the body would be mitatman and benedict. That's what we dash from that post. The Ipa cannot turn around the drosh.
Why not the same?
Can't be the same. Because then you don't need both the sukkah.
You do.
Why?
Because one is more, one is.
You would learn that one to the other, maybe. If we find it by...
There are two principles from one pasuk. So yeah, one pasuk is used for the other one is used for let's deal with the carcass.
Right.
And it would apply to both directions. To find both?
No.
Right. Yeah. Is it one book? Otherwise, like, if you're already using it to find Hana, then you need to have a second one. Otherwise, you just want to know how to deal with the carcass.
Uh-huh. This thing about the Shoyb Simon Gdoshim is Potter, is only said by, is not said by Shoyb, not said by Karen. And by Karen, it's Chiyu, Shoyb Simon Gdoshim. To ask him, we're going to see Mamish in the next onwards, we're getting there. About he asked him good, to say, why don't we make it to the opinion to say that the Torah is also by Shoyb? And why, and how do we know that by Boy, by the Metap and Binavi? Those are the two questions to ask him. Okay, we'll have to wait for that. That's on the next element, Mamish the next element. Okay, I hear the points. We're going to come to them. But that wasn't what Jigsaw wants to be. Jigsaw said, the Gemara asked the question of Ikara. Pirush, Hamesi alay de Shoy, Nidrish, Lemi Shamesh Shalom. that by Karen will say to the Torah if you can't have an offer with us. That's what the Gemara was saying. Big T says, how on earth could you have an argument to say that? But Bashar, Mishan Kuif. Bashar, there's a din to be Kuif. It's clear by show that even though Eina Mishaloi, Karen pays Kuifa. So how could there be an argument of the Gemara to say that Karen shouldn't be a Kayif? If you can't have an offer in the Gulf, the Pasuk says, of course, not like that. The Pasuk says, in Kuif, you shall sell them, a show Gulf is a person who you can't have an offer from, there's a Kayif to pay. So if so, what was the happening of the Gemara? So what are we going to do to answer that? Answer must be that Kuifa is referring to a person. And the Gemara that spoke about Mamisi Eloi is specifically talking to an animal. Never become prepared to. Just like we see the Gemara by Kuifa. We were willing to entertain itself that the carrot is not chayim if it's also not. Even though we know by Odom you are chayim. We know if Karen is Megev Odom, they Kuifa. So we know you're chayim for Odom. So what does that tell me? That Odom is not kashur to this Joshua of Mamisi Eloi. So too, says Tetzus, that answers our question. We have the question, why by Bode do you need Mamisi Eloi? Why do by Bode do you need Shoiv Eloi Odom to exclude, to exempt?
Why?
No, I'm going back to Tetzus' question. Why, Tetzus' question was, why by Bode do you need the Joshua of Shoiv Eloi Odom? Let's learn it from Mamisi Eloi. Answer to this is Ramisi Eloi is referring specifically to animals.
Doesn't apply
to Odom. How do I know that? Because the Gemara entertained itself that Karen would be Hotel for Shoib Sur Migdoshim, because you can't have an off on the carcass, even though it's a portion of the Torah that Karen is Chai for Odom. So you see that the Drosh of Ramisi Eloi must be only referring to animals. And not referring to Odom. It's clear in the Gemara. The Gemara is willing to entertain itself that Karen is not chayiv for something you can't have an offer from, even though the Pasuk says clearly you are chayiv if Karen is megah Odom. Must be that Mesi Eloi is not referring to Odom, only referring to animals. Bring that back to us again. They said, the Kasha, why don't we say you need a drosha for Shoiv Eloi Odom? Why don't we learn it out from Shoiv Sulem? And Shoiv Sulem Midosh and Boyd Potter, because you can't run off in the carcass. So too, if a person falls in, you can't run off in the corpse, should also be Potter. Why do you need Shoiv Eloi Odom? What's going to be the answer? That may see a lot you can't learn from. That may see a lot is referring specifically to. Very good.
Wagon.
You want me to say again?
Last part. Why?
You see, in the very simple answer, the Mesia Eloi, which tells you that the animal you can't know from, the Balabai is going to be potter for it, is referring specifically to animals, not referring to the human being. That's the answer. How did Tosafos know that? Did you see by Karen, the Gemara entertained itself at the Havim that Karen would be potter for going Shoiv Sulam Igdashim, despite the fact that the Torah says in Furush that Karen is chayim for going an Odom, killing him, going and killing an Odom. The Gemara entertained itself. If it's also about now, there's no chiyuv Karen. Even though the Torah says if you kill if a show kills an Odom, which is also about now, there is a chiyuv Karen. See, the Torah is in a verse of the chiyuv Karen if the corpse is also about now. Every kofer is like that. Every kofer is a chiyuv Karen on a corpse. Kofer means that person died. So it's referring to a person who died. And everyone, that's the case. And yet the Gemara said, no, maybe by showing there's no chiyuv, you can't have an arm. But still, how can they have an arm? Answer is, the Gemara is only suggesting it regarding animals. I know that person you're chayav for caring, even if it's osva or not. But regarding animals, it should be a pitur. So to him, the drosha which we're saying that an animal that's osva or not, the balabai is not going to be chayav for, is specifically referring to animals and not referring to a human being.
Although, a question on that. Kofar is only applicable to a Jew. Shloshim is only applicable to an Eved and what about some non-Jew? It's also a human being insofar as that.
So what's your question?
My question is that it would apply. Like, because Kofar doesn't apply to them.
Kofar
doesn't apply to them. So then you think that that would exclude payment to a non-Jew.
Right.
So which would also even be.
Right, that's what you're asking.
I'm asking that doesn't hold water then. What we're saying is that there's no shyness to that hasad for killing.
We're proving, on Tisha said so far, we're proving that despite the fact that the corpse is Osvano, the still a fee of care.
Right, no, but that
that's
fee
true.
Of care doesn't, but that does that mean that fee of care apply to a non-Jew? No, it doesn't.
Okay.
So really, I think what you're saying, what would say is that, or I think would be more accurate, is that, was it him? Basically, though, that is applicable across the board, unless there's an exception to it. The exception to it is that you have kofar.
Okay, but you see that Gemara.
It doesn't say that doesn't.
So what? We just bring your eye, and there is
so
a,
people.
I just need to bring your eye somewhere that by keret there's a chiyuv even if it's osva. It's not going to be by figures an animal. There's no isan on it, and not by goy, which is like an animal. But it's true if it goes a israel, that israel is osva, no? And the Torah says the baal asher has to pay.
We're saying that.
So what do you see from that issue? You see that even if there's an isano, Karen is high.
Right.
What? That you see?
Yeah.
And yet the Gemara has a half minute to say that we should say that Mesir Loi is applicable by Karen to say that if you're going to have an off from the animal, there's no fear of Karen.
Mm-hmm.
That's a steer.
I'm not
interested in
that steer.
Okay.
I was just wondering about the.
I think you're thinking of the next answer, please. That's what I think.
Oh, I am.
That's okay. What I think. I'm not 100% sure. Normally, I understand it. I think in the back of your mind, what the next one takes is the
idea.
As it is now, that's a very good text.
Okay. Can we understand? Because there is Sham, which avoids the need for making a life, and it doesn't fit in with that. How is it maybe related so many to Paul, but it doesn't fit in with that because there is an Israel or person which you learn from Sham.
Yeah.
And as you're going to use it as a short, then you're going to need the alternative use of it or not.
No, Shom tells us the din, the corpse is osva no. But Mesia Eloi tells you if something is osva no, there's no chiyuv bo. So once I know about Mesia Eloi and I know Shom, and I put the two together, I'll now know that the corpse is osva no. But Mesia Eloi tells you it'll be potter, she should be potter, she shouldn't need Shoib Reodo. Answer is that Shoib Mesia Eloi is only referring to animals, not people. Okay. Next turns the taste of the Lamoki. Maybe
what's the first one?
No, 1 second.
Yeah,
but Lamoki is the first word on line that show for you. From Lamoki, 4 lines up and then the taste. From Lamoki. Low cash and mini. Anyway, this cash is not cash. What's the cash you have to do? Is it coming to answer?
How do we keep our shoulder up?
Anyway, the cash is not cash. Because what's over the other coming to exclude? Only ever then good. That's the only thing. But why is it not coming to exclude a Jewish person? Now we learn from different Joshua Kofi, you should follow. So then you come to refer to a goy and an eved, and a goy and eved, and mutabana. So maybe the whole question never started. What was the question? Why did you show the other? Then how come by me see a loy? Now what? That the corpse is osvano? It's not. The goy and eved are not osvano. Only Jews are osvano.
Okay.
Maybe the whole question.
Yeah.
Right? I thought that's probably what
you
What? Why did Mutbano to think, and I once had the shit from Rabbi David on this, that there's a lot of, there's two things, there's Tashmishe Mitzvah, and there's Tashmishe Kedusha. A lot is like I say, if it's Torah, it's possibly it's good to gneeze. That's the Shmisha Kedusha. And the Shmisha Mitzvah, like it sits, it's tall, let's say, you don't need to put it in a gneezer, put it in a bag and just dispose of it. So he explained from his Rebbe, that yeast is the Shmisha Kedusha. Like Isaac in Avedis Hashem called his mom. Therefore, when he's Nifta, you need to bury him. He's then of Nizi, you have to bury him. So, in a goy, there's no din burial because Nachon, they help maybe out sometimes to Yid, man. At best, they have a din of Tashmisha Mitzvah. They don't have a din of Tashmisha Kedusha. There's no din, they have to bury it. So, the Issa to have an all comes from the fact that the Yid was Tashmisha Kedusha. It was like a Sefer Torah. He's a living Sefer Torah. So Mela, when he dies, is an issue to have an offer. You have to bury it. You can't make use of it and do what you want. And Adar, a goy, was never this Tashmish Kush. Therefore, there's no such name. Everybody said it would be right, but I think it was. So Mela says, Taritz, but I'm not going to cost a meeting. Anyway, it's not Shvel, and my depreciates the L. Based on what I explained earlier in that thesis, the Shoyu Le'odom Itzir, the Eved for the Nochri, the Connolly Soil.
Are you pulling with that? Are you pulling with that?
Did you? And the Shoyu Le'odom Itzir, the Eved for the Nochri, the Connolly Soil. Shenof Alevoy. That's all you need the Shoyu Le'odom. Da'u. So no, those two, you'll have to have an offer. You'll have to have an offer on them. Therefore, we need a special drasha to say show you the other. Otherwise, when we say yes, interesting. Show you the other, even though they're not really called other, they're called beings. Okay. And that's how Texas came out with them. The drasha of show you the other is not coming to exclude a human being. A Jewish human being is coming to exclude a goy. And those people goyim, they're not osvano, so you can't exclude them from vamisi eloi. That's why you need shoyu v'le'odom to exclude them. Okay.
So,
again,
a Jewish person is not going as a mer.
What? It's
osvano. Oh, yeah,
we both shan. No, that is no chiyuv. Yeah, from kofer. From kofer, you should olov. You want olov. Olov by shoyu, and not olov by odom, not olov by bo, not olov by.
Hopefully, you should have
allowed me to
have to be
Karen has to be Kofi, yeah. Doesn't have to be
anything else?
No. And if you're the Kofi, it's main
Nizi. Why does it have to be else?
Why should you pay something else? If Kofi is the main Nizi, it's very clear.
What's
the question? Main Nizi. It's Machlokes. If Kofi is the main Mazik, it's main Nizi. If it's main Nizi, which Tosis seems to be going with that side, then we understand very much that the POSIX says that by show. Karen, they kill the person. You have to pay the value of the person who got killed. I'm saying, give my boy, they kill the person. There's no such chiv. So it's telling you there's no chiv to pay for the shulman.
It wouldn't be like its own payment.
If you would hold the main mazik, you could have hold one. If it's the main mazik, then no.
So according
to the main mazik. Yeah, so the sugar seems to be going with the tzad of the main mazik. Let's start with the gemara. It seems to be going with the main mazik. And that's why Tosfos said that you don't need shoyu v'le'odom to exclude payment for damaging a Jew Because we already know that from the Pasuk Ola, which tells me that only by Karen you pay for the value of the person who killed, and not for Goy. And Goy, you don't pay for the value of the person who got killed. If indeed you would go with the main mazik,
right,
then Tosis discussion wouldn't start. Because the Chon, there's a possibility there's no chiv to pay the main mazik by Goy, but maybe you would still have to pay the main nizik. And therefore you need the Pasuk Shovel on to say there's no chiv of the main nizik either. So this Tosis on Amid Base, Testament Base, the last Tosis was going with the Tzad of the Gemara, could be that Salacha, and we hold the main nizik. So that Kovid is made nizik. You pay the value of the nizik. Therefore, for Tosis, you don't need Shovel Olam. You know already. Olam, 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 you know already. There's no Kovid by Boy, meaning that you don't pay for the thing the person that got damaged. So why do you need Shovel Olam? We know already. Kovid uses Olam. Why do you need Shovel Olam? What's the answer? Forever. Forever, it's possible. It's much about not. So it's possible I need that drosh of Shovel Olam. Can't use the other drosh of Sula Migdosh. No, there's no Isano. So it must be. You need a new drosh of Shovel Olam.
And if it's been going on the world and be massive,
then this whole taste has never started. Yeah.
Never started. Is that what we're here?
Because you need Shovel Adam to say every Jew that falls inside. You don't need to pay the value of the Jew that fell inside. The state says, Rav Nachman was my area, really. It's kind of the Tzad of the May Nisik. It could be the Aloch, it could be that's what it is. Okay, Adon Aloch.
You know what tell us?
What?
How we must.
When you say, what's the Gemara? It's on. Can you give us some?
Yes, isn't there a Gemara that says, regardless of the focus of the name is the Maza, the nature of the thing is Kapara?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah, the nature of him is Kapara.
So wouldn't it be independent though?
Not really. Because if the Torah is saying you don't get that, you don't need to pay that Kapara, the pastor is saying you don't pay the main Isaac, so then there's telling you also there's no chiv teshlumim. It might be the chiv teshlumim is in order to get a kapara. Might be. But still, if you're learning the main nizik, it makes a difference here how we pass them. It makes a difference for Avonim. If you think it will, I'll check it out.
Yeah, you know, that's the way I'm asking.
Yeah.
So we're learning the sukkah.
Okay, fine. I'll find out for 1 second. Sorry, I'm a test on the page. I'm a memo about it. Awesome. I'm a memo about it. I can't see here offhand how we passed the bet. Fine. Yeah, yesterday it doesn't say on the page we passed up at the moment. Fine. Okay, that's it. Well, I'll talk to you about it. There's a solid, interesting medrash on Shabbos, which is resonating with me a little bit. Says here, interesting, that there's something called chokhmah, not a person who's clever, but there's something called chokhmah, knowledge. It must be a malach or something which has the curve of a chokhmah. So they asked chokhmah, what's the halacha for somebody who sins? Somebody who sins, What's his recall? Amalei katoet tiradik raw. Somebody does averus. Not only eats it, he's going to have tzaras his whole life. That's what you do. That base, you rebel against Hashem. There's no other recourse. He's stuck. So then they ask him the raw. Wait a minute, I'm sure somebody did an aver. What's he doing? And he said, "An nefesh hapiter sitos." Somebody rebelled against Hashem. There's no way you can survive in this world. Whatever he does is going to be wrong. And the only thing you do is mitzvah. It's mitzvah b'machaper. Then they ask Torah, "Put to my own shoe. What's the English of somebody's sin?" Amalei yavi oshom b'machaper. You bring a kapar, bring a korban, and that will be machaper. Like you explain that korban, you think everything that was done to the korban should have been done to me, and with that you get your kapara. So all these things are said; they're all rational. They all make sense, and that's why you ask in rational. What should be somebody rebelled against his king, his father? What's rational? What should be nothing? It's just terrible. It should be just so. It's not like how can a person rebel against something so great, something so dear to him, father? His mouth was going to be, and what the Novi said, the Vua also makes sense. The Torah is a chiddush. You can bring a korban, right? That's a chiddush. Bring a korban. Think, I mean, that you have a kapara. Then they ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Pray to my own shul. What's the halacha? What happens if somebody sins? Oh my Lord, he has a tshuva yisrael. That's a chmonos of Hashem. He has a tshuva. Doesn't that tshuva need a kapara? That's an amazing thing. It's neged seichel. Permit neged seichel. How can it be? Somebody who does something against Hashem. But Hashem, that's his mali rachim. That's what Hashem wants to do. Hashem just mali rachim. Mali rachim. That's where it becomes musik of children. So then I felt when I saw this message, Esh Fakwa was miramis to it last week. But it, you know, it's machazes me a lot. But you just see how much Hashem wants us. Really, I'll be igayon. The person that's sinned has no mocking here, the chlap. You see how Hashem wants us. Hashem wants Klalis Hashem. I think even later they say Hashem's going to be willing. So yeah, just do tshuva. Hashem will take us back. That's now a sometimes says me tshuva. It's something else to think about. So much Hashem does want us. You see how much Hashem caring for us. As Hashem gives us this opportunity of doing tshuva, grab it, make the most of it. Should be zeh to you for the sympathies. Not so. We should finish this year with its clothes. Next it should be just money, money, rock. I saw something very sweet in a sefer I was learning, and then I like, "Dom," something very sweet. Hashem gave him so much rock, and he wanted to show across the tape to Hashem. So he went to, I don't know which rebbe it was, either Gary rebbe or Bell's rebbe, I can't remember which one. To look back to try and find it. I can find it. Well, I think it was the bills are in it. And he said, "What should I do? I kind of show Hashem across the tape. Should I maybe adopt a child? Should I support a yeshiva? Or what should I do to show Hashem so much across the tape?" The rabbi said, "I think don't do anything. You should live your whole life thinking how much across the tape you have to Hashem and you haven't paid it back and how much you owe Hashem. Otherwise, you know, okay, I'm done yet. I think I've adopted the kid. No matter, I live it that way." That's been mentioned. We've come to a very difficult year of so many misses. Just crazy amount of misses. We deserve to see him. And later, we have to remember it. Whatever we do, it never be sufficient. So on hand, we've got to be happy for our days, which we've done. And should have, we have to manage show our concentration and feel that concentration prevention. We should be able with that. To the matter, yeah, we can just show our Akrosa more and more. She should send us Yeshua's and go with us. Shalom and Shalva, and she has the king, the baby remain.
Who's that source coming off of this statement of
depression? It's a Gemara. The Gemara says that we read Pasha's Kisovi. Before the new year, and then a break of 1 week, was Tikkun Shalom Yisrael. The finish of all the Kolos, all the Tikkun Shalom, and start on fresh foot. A klolos.
Not really a klolos.
A klolos.
Not that somebody's.
Yeah, that's not a klolos.